With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate's top Democrat says he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has, quote, lost his way in the Israeli bombardment of Gaza and a growing humanitarian crisis. Schumer, the first Jewish majority leader in the U.S. Senate, says the prime minister has put himself in a coalition of what he calls far-right extremists. Supporters of Netanyahu say Israel has been forced to fight Hamas in Gaza and that the terrorist group is to blame for the civilian deaths by using the population as human shields. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, wholesale prices in the United States picked up again in February.
It's the latest sign that inflation pressures remain elevated and might not cool in the coming months as fast as the Federal Reserve or the Biden administration would like. The government's producer price index rose 0.6% from January to February. That's up from a 0.3% rise the previous month. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by 1.6% in February.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The figures could present a challenge for the Fed, which is counting on cooling inflation as it considers when to cut its benchmark interest rate, now at a 23-year high. American shoppers picked up their spending a bit in February after pulling back the previous month, but last month's gain was weaker than expected, and January's decline revised even lower, suggesting that consumers are becoming more cautious. Retail sales rose 0.6% last month. That's after falling a revised 1.1% in January, according to the Commerce Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 193 points. This is SRN News. A judge has upheld a Kansas law that prevents residents from changing the biological sex on their driver's licenses.
The judge ruled that Kansas isn't violating the rights of transgender people under the state constitution by refusing to change their driver's licenses to reflect their gender identities. The Kansas law doesn't mention driver's licenses or birth certificates, but it says a person's sex is, quote, either male or female based on their biological reproductive system identified at birth. And the judge ruled there are no exceptions. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The director of The Chosen TV series says the free streaming of season 4 being delayed because of legal issues. In a 16-minute Facebook video, Dallas Jenkins said the delay is disappointing, but the goal is to resolve the matter and to make sure the series about the life of Jesus remains free for viewers. This is SRN News. The truth about the death of a so-called non-binary student.
Queer trans activists claimed a self-described non-binary student died as a result of a fight in a school bathroom. A report released by the state medical examiner's office says the 16-year-old's death was a suicide. A toxicology report showed a combination of over-the-counter antihistamines and a prescription antidepressant. In a police interview the day before the suicide, the student admitted to starting the fight by throwing water on a group of freshman girls and also at one point slamming one of their heads into a paper towel dispenser. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A Texas man who spent decades using an iron lung after contracting polio as a child has died at the age of 78. Paul Alexander died Monday at a Dallas hospital. He had earned a bachelor's degree from the University of Texas and had a law degree from the school. Also, he had strong faith in God. More details at SRNnews.com.